bring it all back to your house from Rosie on the house. Got a project you want to try and get tackled in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin? Give us a ring. Let's see if we can't put our 45 years of home building and remodeling experience to work for you. We're here with Lauren Green of Green's Home Design. Lauren is our Phoenix area Rosie certified designer. Lauren, the thing I like about your plans is you spend enough time in the field, you know what we need out there.
Yep. I've worked with contractors most of my career. You know, like you, I started in architecture when I went to college, and I found that I like CAD programs.
And
I did.
Very addictive.
I did a studio project in CAD, and the architecture professor, oh, that's nice. And I'm kind of, maybe I need to do a construction degree instead.
Right.
But I've come full circle back into the design world, and working with contractors and getting feedback from framers and stuff. And we like to have, if the framer has to get out a calculator to know what he needs to build, then it's no fun.
That's right. Well, if a homeowner has a design they're thinking about, a project in mind, how would they reach you, Lauren?
My phone number, 602-326-4061.
Do you have that turned off right now?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead and give it one more time.
602-326-4061.
All right, Lauren Green of Green's Home Design, the Rosie certified home designer for the Phoenix metro area. Let's see if we can bring George back into the conversation, who's having a challenge abandoning an easement. George, thank you for your patience, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what I would like for you to do before you hang up is give Jennifer your address so that I can do a Google Earth look at where you are. And I'll do a plat map analysis, and we'll kind of see if there's any options. But what's the...
Yes, sir. That easement is not, it's not being used by anybody. They did two easements on my neighbor's houses on the north and on the south, and then they built houses behind me and in front of me, so it's impossible for them to use it. That's why the city gave it up so fast. And it literally took 3 minutes for SRP. They took a peek at it and said, here you go. Emailed me the relinquishment.
And it's the water company that doesn't want to?
One that doesn't even service my area.
Well, that,
what?
You know, that would, that would chap my britches.
Well, you know what they...
that would really chap my britches.
You know what they say, you know, out in the desert, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And if you've got water rights, there's a Phelps Dodge owns land all over that they don't even mind just because of the water rights that is deeded to that land.
George, you've landed with an attorney that drafted something for you to get the city and SRP's attention, right?
Well, SRP was extremely helpful and the most professional utility company out there. It literally, like I said, it took 3 minutes. I called in. They referred me to the right person. She looked up my property. And within 2 minutes, I had the relinquishment in my email ready to print.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, rather than take more time on this during the show, we've got your contact information. I want to get in touch with you personally so that eventually I can say I had a part in getting a public utility easement abandoned. All right. Yeah. Let's bring the conversation back to Lauren Green, where we're talking about getting building permits. We've talked really briefly about pulling building permits on the inside. If you're just doing a remove and replace bathroom, remove and replace kitchen, even remove the living and dining room wall separation and getting a glue lam up there. I mean, those are all really, really simple to get. But the minute you say, I want to go outside the footprint of my house, what are they going to be asked at the city?
Well, the first thing is the setbacks. I went to a job yesterday. The house was facing west, but their street is on the south side. And so they're in the county, and the front of the house is south, and the back of the house is north, even though the house faces west.
Right, right.
And so they wanted to add a bedroom to the north, but they were already at their setback on the north. So we had to rethink and go to the east with their bedroom addition. So you want to find out what those setbacks are.
Not only is every city different, but every zoning classification in every city is different.
Yes.
Lot size has a lot to do with determining what side yard setbacks are.
Yes. And if you're in an area that doesn't have sewer, you have to deal with the septic as well. Septics have to be 10 feet from all the buildings, even the addition.
Even your neighbor's house.
Yes. It's even worse if you have a well.
Does that?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yes.
On that septic, does that include like a patio deck? Would it have to be 10 feet away, or can I encroach on that?
Yes, 10 feet from the tank and from the leach field. You can put your driveway over the tank if it's reinforced properly, but you cannot put the concrete over the leach field. If you want to get to your detached garage over the leach field, don't put the concrete over the leach field because the leach field needs evaporation to work properly.
Setbacks surprise a lot of homeowners. And they always want to argue, what's the purpose?
Because it's never important when you're buying the home. Who cares?
No, that's right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And now I want to build a third car garage freestanding, or I want to build that shop. It sounded like George wanted to do something like that.
So I had a client that he went and asked the county, how close can my garage be to the property line? And they said 5 feet. Well, he attached the garage to his house. Now it's part of the main house. Now it has to meet the regular building setbacks, not the detached accessory building setbacks, which are different. So you have to look those up.
And he'd already built it?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you got there in time?
We were able to change the design before he got his permit.
Yeah. Define the word setback for those that are listening going, what's a setback?
That's fair.
Setback. Basically, the distance the building has to be away from the property line, not the street. The street is never exactly where the property line is, or the fence may not be on the property line, but where your property line is. So you'll have front and side setbacks, and then you'll have height restrictions as well. Typically in Maricopa County, 30 feet for most houses is the height restriction.
And when I see side yard setbacks impacting what somebody wants to do, it's usually adding a bath or a closet or a small addition to the side of the house. Front yard setbacks stop people from enclosing their carport and making it a family room or a garage and then extending another carport in front of that. No, you can't do that.
Some cities have a little bit of exception for that.
Okay.
To allow the carports or garages in front of the front porch.
Very good.
But you have to read them.
And then backyard setbacks probably stop more additions than all of them added together, I think. It's the one we run into all the time.
Especially if you have an alley.
Especially.
Yeah. I have a question. So something we've seen is, let's say, neighbors that owned the home before you did kind of agreed that they would shift property lines a little bit. And they did that, and things weren't permitted, and they were built. So you want to buy that property, and it's, what is your recourse? I mean, are you stuck with what the previous neighbors did?
The title company will probably have a problem with that. If they send a survey out and see walls not aligning with property lines, you have a hard time getting a title insurance policy.
That's a possibility, and it depends on how long ago it was done. If it was done in the 50s and you're in the city of Phoenix, they may grandfather you in and let you change the property lines or something like that. And those are the variances that we've been able to get through doing additions like that. But if it's been done recently and it wasn't properly recorded, because it's not just the city, you have to record your property line change with Maricopa County Recorder's Office.
So good things to think about when you're looking. I have one other kind of different question about that, too. What about if your neighbor gets a permit on something that you really want to fight? You know, I see it used to be in our area that everything was one.
Hey, you do what you do on your house. I'll do what I do on mine. If I got a permit, back off.
But what if your two-story RV thing blocks my view I've had forever?
Oh, I hate it. I know. Our property south is a beautiful mountain range, and I keep telling them, family, we should plant a row of trees. Why? It's going to take away our mountain view. I'm like, when those trees mature, we're going to look at the trees, not the house that's going to eventually be there.
I know. So
it's tough to find a permit.
Usually your only recourse with that is to buy in a subdivision with CC&Rs or an HOA, and that's the only recourse you have with your neighbor's permit.
Well, that's the first time I've ever even been tempted to think about an HOA.
And that would only apply if the permit violates the HOA, CCR, and CC&Rs. If it was still within what was allowed in that community, you couldn't do anything.
Well, we've talked setbacks. We've talked about the remove and replace permits. I think the other thing that takes a lot of people by surprise, Lauren, is nobody, unless they have a current problem with it, nobody ever stops to consider what impact the addition or the project could have on surface drainage.
Right. It depends on your lot. A lot of people have flat lots, but there's a lot of houses around the valley that have hillsides or a wash going through their property. So if that addition changes the way the water flows on the site, then you probably ought to get a survey done and a civil engineer out there to look at diverting that wash around the addition.
You cannot cause a problem for people downstream of you.
Right.
Nor does the city like you dumping the water that falls out of the sky on your lot back out onto their street.
Some cities require on-site retention.
Yeah.
So you have to...
That's why in subdivisions you see those big basins that are built in. That's your water retention.
Those are pre-designed before you do the whole subdivision.
Yeah.
In the hill, or it's Paradise Valley, they've increased the retention, and you have to keep it on your site. You can't dump it into the common retention area.
And many times when I go in to visit with a client, that retention area looks like the best area to put this addition. And I tell them, we got to try and find another spot.
I know a home, it's an older home in Paradise Valley, and I pass by it every day when we go to the office. They have a wash that runs through the front yard. They actually built the house over the wash, and you can clearly see the wash under the house come out. So it flows right under when they have a heavy rain.
They do. And we're talking about permitting process all across the Metro Phoenix area with Lauren Green of Green's Home Design, the Rosie Certified Home Designer. His number is 602-326-4061. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com under Trade Partners for Architectural and Drafting Services. We'll be back with Lauren right after this quick break.